are united and generated from
it is platinum play DJ Steve 93.2 FM. Keep it locked.
Sundays 5 to 7 p.m. Sheffield Live And we're doing sounds like this on a Sunday. You still here, DJ Ski?
I am still here. We get talking about stuff normally.
We do get talking about stuff and forget that there might be, there may be some people listening.
Yeah, but by the time we finish, this world will be a better place.
You're preaching now. It is Sunday. Big thanks to DJ Ski. We're platinum plates for the last couple of hours. You got Chris Welch for Sounds Like This on a Sunday, as it always is and has been for, get this, Claudia, 779 shows. You've listened to them all, right?
No.
Special guest today, Claudio Salas in the studio, all the way from Chile, but previously based in Sheffield. And we'll be having a bit of a chat, playing some music from his most recent album and other bits and pieces he brought with him. So we'll have a quick discussion about how we're going to make that happen. I'm going to play a few tunes to start with. Just a couple of bits and pieces. The track you just heard is a brand new track of the artist called Tomin on the excellent International Anthem label out of Chicago. And you heard Untitled Dirge is the name of it. It's not very dirgy though. But and this one of my favourite artists at the moment out of Brazil, Roger, and a track called Ara.
Assim perto de mim, perto da claridade da manhã, a grama lama tudo é minha irmã, a rama são o salto de uma rã. Puro de coco, chão vai de som de cor, de mal me quer, de mal me quer, de bem, de bem me diz, de me dizendo assim, serei feliz, serei feliz, de flor e flor, de som, pensando em som, de vai e vem, de ver, de ver, de ver, é de capim. De pena mil, de bem te vi, amanhecendo assim perto de mim, perto da claridade da manhã, a grama lama tudo é minha irmã, a rama santo salto de uma rã. De cor, sombra de som de cor, de mal me quer, de mal me quer, de bem me diz, de me dizendo assim, serei feliz, serei feliz, de cor, de cor e cor, de samba e samba e som, de vai e vem.
High life. Frère,
Sous mon moelle.
didimpo nanso mama mfuriki kange edi edrobi na yemio demo nsopia na miyim uto edie yesu kumwa
Can't wait for the KOG gig at Crux Social next Saturday, the 9th of November. If you haven't heard his new album, Don't Take My Soul Yet, go check it out. It's absolutely brilliant. He will have some special guests with him on the night, yet to be revealed, but no doubt they'll be of the highest calibre. DJ support on the night comes from DJ ComCom. If you haven't got a ticket yet, get on it.
Just heard two tracks from the brand new KOG album out on Heavenly Sweetness, I think. And yeah, the tickets are flying out for that at Crook Social Club, which is a great place to see a band as well. So get yourself on it. So special welcome to Claudio.
Hi, hello, Chris.
Just getting the right headphones on.
Exactly, yeah.
How are you doing?
Very good, Chris. Thanks for having me here.
Bit of a flying visit to Sheffield.
Yeah, just 2 weeks. Very, very special place to me, really. I lived here for 5 years and now just visiting friends, visiting you, of course, and doing some familiar duties in France next week, next Saturday.
Yeah, yeah, so, tell us about your time in Sheffield, because you were here, obviously, as a student, wasn't you?
Yeah,
when you,
yeah.
But also, you've got involved with the music scene here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, I came here with the family to study, and we spent like 6 years here in total, because we came back to Chile for a year. And yeah, I was involved in Latin music with some very good friends, Coralie Hopwood. She lived in Sheffield during those days with Armando Murillo. He's still around here.
Yes, actually. Do you know what? I saw Armando a few weeks back and I did say to him, you're going to have to come on the show. So we could have done both of you at once. But anyway, Armando, we'll get you on.
I think he's in Mexico now,
yes,
because
right, okay.
I sent a message saying, oh, I'm going to Sheffield next week. And he said, oh, sorry, but I'm in Mexico now. Well, next time, okay. And Ruth Joy.
Shout out to Ruth. She's tuning in.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, she is. Yes, definitely.
Okay, great.
So what sort of music when you say Latin music, obviously we're guilty sometimes in this country of kind of just lumping all types of music South America
exactly,
together.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about the music you were playing then and I guess the music that you're playing now and some of the stuff you're going to play us today. So
yeah.
A little bit about the kind of the music, a bit more than...
Yeah, with Armando, Coralie and Ruth, we did a cumbia banda. It was called Cumbia Nena, by the way. We did some gigs, like 4 or 5 gigs, and they were amazing. But we didn't have enough time, you know. And the music was basically was cumbia, but the I would say it's the Chilean or the Peruvian version of the cumbia, which is not the original from Colombia, you know. And now it's from Colombia, and which is amazing. But in Chile and in Peru, it has a different vibe, of course. You know, the distance and stuff. It has more, like, I don't know, like, influence from the Andes or something.
Yeah.
And the use of the guitar is different with a lot of chorus and pedals and things. So, yeah, we were trying to do something like that. Something that cumbia, like psychedelic cumbia. And it was good. It was fine.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a big fan of a lot of the psychedelic cumbia that's coming around. I mean, loads of stuff coming out. I'm not as familiar with the stuff coming out of Chile and Peru at the moment. I don't know who the bands would be, so I might have to go for you for some recommendations. But some of the stuff from Colombia, like Ramparayo and Frente Cumbiero and all those kind of guys as well. So perhaps, I'll tell you what, I won't put you on the spot now, but later in the show maybe you can pick a few Chilean and Peruvian cumbias, whether they're classicals or they're brand
definitely,
new ones.
Definitely, yeah, I would love to.
Give us a bit of that. And tell us about your most recent album and what you're, you know, who you play with in Chile and...
Yeah, well, my band now is called Salas FC, like my surname, and with a footballer, football club.
You a football fan?
Yes, I am.
Who's your team?
Colo-Colo.
Colo-Colo. So you're going for the underdog then?
No.
Just showing my understanding of Chilean football there. I know.
It's quite possible that in a couple of hours we're going to be champions again. I'm from Colo-Colo. And well, Salas FC, it was is a band that was formed during the pandemic, actually. Yeah. We began to practice in 2019, then the pandemic came, and we're still doing that. Actually, we began to buy amplifiers and things like that to work it in the house, right? In doing like demos and things like that. And after the pandemic, we began to play more. We recorded that CD, which is beautiful. I like it. The artwork, yes. And then we began to play gigs in Santiago. A lot of gigs and doing a lot of practice, playing with inviting some friends to play with us. And well, one of the main characteristics of this band is that I am very fortunate that playing with my son, right? With my son Tomás. I say that because he would probably, I don't know, play with friends, not with me, right? But he decided to play with me. That's why I'm very.
So what does he play?
He plays guitar. We're like a traditional band with two guitars and keyboard and some percussion sometimes. And he's great. He's a great musician. But it's not cumbia, by the way. It's not cumbia. It's more like guitar-oriented music. It's difficult to me to define myself, you know, to define the music. But it's more guitar-oriented kind of rock. From now, actually, we're not trying to recreate any old sound. No, it's what is happening now for us, you know.
Yeah. And tell us a little bit about the sort of the music that's popular, I guess, or not even popular, but the kind of the music that's popular and the music, the various scenes there might be in Chile and you know some of the stuff, because a lot of people listening, you know, may not have that great knowledge of Chilean music.
Of course,
So tell us, you know. Obviously, some names such as Ana Tijoux and people like that have made it a bit more internationally than some of the older stuff. And then obviously going back to the legacies of Victor Jara and people like that. But, you know, what's the Chilean music scene like now? What's the kind of things that people check in and making?
It's a very good question. I'd say, well, for me, it's a very, like, reggaeton and trap.
Yeah.
Have you heard about trap?
Yeah.
It's a very more trap-oriented. Now the trend, I mean, in Chile, which is a music that I respect, really. I don't like it, to be honest, but I respect it.
Yeah,
definitely, because there are some, I'm 48, so there are guys that have, I don't know, 20, sometimes 15 years old, and they're doing their music at home, which is amazing.
So the DIY thing.
I would say that trap is the main thing now, and with very good musicians, again, very, very young guys. I respect them a lot, really. But in terms of, actually, that's a very good point, because the music, the guitar music, is not living very good days today. I mean, in Chile, I don't know here, right? But it's not very easy to have gigs now. And the other thing is that in Chile you have a lot of cover bands. A lot. I mean, for me, it's too much. Too much, you know. So
the only time I went to Chile was in 2002 or 2001. I think it was. I can't remember. It was 2001 or 2002, and I remember hearing this ridiculously good Beatles cover band, and I remember thinking, "Wow, they've kind of really put the effort into the detail and stuff like that." But cover bands of Latin music or cover bands of.
Everything.
English-speaking music.
Everything.
Yeah.
English-speaking music, you can find, I don't know, from The Cure to whatever, Metallicast or things like that, you know, changing the name a bit.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's because it's very difficult to be like an artist in South America in general and in Chile in particular. It's very difficult. I mean...
Are there the outlets, like, whether it's kind of... Well, I suppose community radio like this, but I mean, these are all, you know, we can only do so much, but, you know, I suppose you've got spaces within places like the BBC here, which kind of push certain types of British music. Is there the same in Chile? Is there the outlets for people to kind of get their music out there?
I mean, yes and no. It's supposed to be a law, like 10 years ago, maybe, that you have to have like a percentage of Chilean music.
The same sort of thing. The French did that, didn't they? They had
But it doesn't work because they play the same. Same musician, just the classics, the Chilean classics, right, from the 90s or now, but just, I don't know, the same five bands, you know? So
bit of a box ticker.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's difficult. It's difficult nowadays. But I know a lot of talented musicians, Chilean musicians. It's full of very, very good bands. But it's not easy. And as I said, trap. I would say hip hop is very, it's very.
Yeah, I heard. I was quite a big fan of some Chilean hip hop in the early 2000s. There were a few bands, Makita and DJ Raf and Solomon D. Medina and these kind of ones. And then I sort of didn't. But there's been quite a lot of new stuff recently. There's actually been a very good Chilean Afrobeat band called Nuon Ensemble that's played in Leeds recently.
Really?
Yeah, they played in Leeds.
Oh,
yeah,
right,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we call them Neuen Afrobeat.
Neuen.
Is it the same one?
Yeah, I think so. They're
fantastic. Yeah, they're very good. Yeah. Actually, Jimena, my wife, loved them. He's always sounding in the house Neuen Afrobeat.
It's really, really good stuff. Really good stuff. Do you want to play us a track from your album? Are you going to play it off CD, or are you going to how do you want to do it?
I don't know. Whatever you want. I was thinking which one, because you have 10 songs there, but what would be the best one to show you now? Maybe number 3, Ami Sanchez.
Number 3?
Could be.
Okay, yeah. Tell us a little bit about this while I load it up.
Well, Ami Sanchez is a song that I composed this song long time ago. I was in Sheffield, actually, when I did this song, and it was in my mind, and I was always thinking, oh, it's a shame that I will never be able to put this song, to record the song, until I began to play with Salas FC, you know. And I invited a very good friend called Italia Neira. She did like a feat in the band. She's the sister of a very good reggae singer in Chile called Kike Neira. It's one of the most famous reggae artists in Chile. And yeah, we did this kind of disco sound with Latin sound. I don't know. It's very difficult to me to try to define my own music. But yeah, it's a very good track. I like it. It's called Ami Sanchez. Yeah. We'll be right back.
Yeah, the sound of Salas FC on Sheffield Live sounds like this on a Sunday with my special guest, Claudio Salas, in the studio. You were just explaining that word Anchas because I said I didn't know what it meant.
Yeah.
Go on. Can you explain it again? Because I quite like it as a word.
Yeah, Amis Anchas is in Spanish. It's not very common, but when you say Amis Anchas, it means that you're at ease. I mean, you're comfortable with yourself, something like that. And the song talks about that and the feeling that we try to put on the music. I think it was our good result. I think so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and the next track you're going to play is from a live recording. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. We did this live recording like in June. Actually, it was in the house of my son. He has a very, very great space there. So we bring a lot of stuff, you know, microphones, amplifier, everything there. Some audience, some friends and relatives there. And we recorded everything. We did 5 songs, 2 old songs, when I say old songs from the previous album, and 3 new songs. And one of those songs is the one that we're going to listen now.
If I can get into your phone, that is.
Yeah, all right, okay. And yes, we did this in as I said, in June.
Sorry.
We did this in June and we recorded it. And Thomas, my son, mixed it. And it was his first time mixing something. And the result, I think, is correct.
Yeah, it's fine.
This song is called Hoguera.
Despertar en las mañanas abrazado a ti, nuestra propia hoguera.
yeah, got to give a big shout out to Ajaz tuning in. Hope you're still not wearing your orange boiler suit from last week. We had a great time at Hagler's haunted dance hall. Do you know Hagler's Corner?
Yeah.
So we put an event on there last week, and yeah, I think it kind of broke me for the week, to be honest. It was sort of, the clocks went back, and I think the last 20 minutes of DJ, and I was kind of out. Luckily, I wasn't having to do something complicated like play an instrument or something. So anyway, Claudio Salas in the studio. Sounds like this on a Sunday. You were just telling us that one and a half albums. You're recording another one at the moment, and yeah, you're going to play some other stuff actually as well, aren't they? So what were you thinking? What sort of stuff are you going to play us?
I'm thinking about a Chilean band that they're very good friends, and it's, I don't know how to define it. It's difficult to me because they're very, very new, and they do like a trap and mixed with I don't know, street sounds from Chile with acoustic guitar, and they're very energetic, very rhythmic, has a lot of different rhythms, and their lyrics are very, very intelligent. Not necessarily it happens that and trap all the time, you know what I mean? So,
yeah, we were just talking while the tune was playing about, you know, you were saying that lyrically a lot of the trap music that's quite popular in Chile, you're not quite, don't like this sort of celebration of, I don't know, wealth and bragging and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I don't like that, no. But at the same time, you have to respect the effort, the music, the everything. But yeah, that side, the brands and the misogynist thing and explicit lyrics, no, I'm too old for that, Chris, you know? No, it's not part of my, I don't know, education, no. But seriously, you don't have to. I mean, why? Why? You can talk about anything, right? Yeah. But not I don't know, being disrespectful with anybody, you know, at the end.
It's interesting because in the early 2000s here, I sort of played, well, we used to run a sort of hip-hop night, or not just hip-hop, we used to play a lot of hip-hop. I listened back to some of the records that used to play then, and I think,
yeah,
I don't know I guess people sometimes just dance the rhythm and they don't think too much about the lyrics and stuff like this.
Yeah, but sometimes when you're hearing, like, I don't know, like children of 5 or 6 years old singing things that you say,
where have you got that from?
Exactly. No.
Okay, so if you want to get us a tune ready, by the way, in the background you can hear a brand new track from Bad Bad Not Good, one of my favourite groups out of Canada, and
they're playing in Chile next week.
Are they really?
I think so. Yeah.
Is there a big festival in Santiago that a lot of these bands seem to be going over? Because I've seen a couple of British artists like Nubia Garcia playing in Chile.
No, but then they're not playing in that festival, I think.
It's just a gig.
Yeah, it's a gig in Santiago.
It's a shame you're not going to be there. You're not going to be there.
No, I'll be there. Yeah.
You should go and check them. They're incredible. They're one of my favourite bands.
Really?
Like,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of very orchestral, instrumental. They sort of use a lot of visuals in a really interesting way. I saw them in Birmingham a couple of years back. And it still sort of ranks amongst one of my favourite gigs. Talking of Birmingham, I went to see a soul artist called Eddie Chacon in the week, who I'm going to play a track for here later, see what you think to it. He was in a...
I know him. Yeah, he's good. He's great.
Yeah. And he was playing live, and he hadn't played... Well, he's recently kind of come back after 30 years. He was like a big... Well, he wasn't a big pop artist. He had one big hit and his partner tragically died of cancer, I think it was. So it was Charles and Eddie. There was a song called Would I Lie to You, which was big here in the 90s. And it took a lot of... There was a guy called John Carroll Kirkby who really sort of got him out of the studio. And, really interesting live performance. And, you know, very, very humble, quite beautiful, beautiful voice. So, yeah, we'll play a little bit of that later on. But let's get you on and get you to play some...
Yeah.
Get this track up.
I was thinking about this band called Metalengua. So I think, yep.
Go for it.
Mm-hmm.
pero aquí estás transformando la sal con tus besos que son la baba del sol. Pero aquí estás transformando la sal con tus besos que son la baba del sol. Sin tus besos no puedo sentir, las sombras se llevan mi voz. Dame tus besos que son la baba del sol. Sin tus besos no puedo sentir, las sombras se llevan mi voz. Dame tus besos que son la baba del sol.
Sentir que te quiero, que te adoro, que me muero si no estás, y te pierdo y te odio, y no quiero verte más. Pero aquí estás transformando la sal con tus besos que son la baba del sol.
Pero aquí estás transformando la sal con tus besos que son la baba del sol. Con tus besos que son la baba del sol. Dame tus besos que son la baba del sol.
Yeah, so you just heard Meta Lengua from Santiago? And La Baba de Sol. So pick us some other bands you're into. I like that. I enjoyed that.
Right.
It's good. It's good to hear some different music. It's good to hear some music that perhaps hasn't made it over here.
Can hear another song of
Meta
Lengua,
why not? Yeah.
Lindo de planeta. Tus pestañas rebalsando estrella. Tu espiral, tu galaxia coqueta. Todo lo que nunca soñé. Y mueve las manos libres como dos palomas. Anida nubes tiernas por tu boca. Baila y a los orzales tu enamora. Todo lo que nunca soñé. Quiero que te quedes por aquí conmigo. Y tengo que admitir, me da miedo el contigo. Y yo quiero más, pero le temo a tu más. Y yo me digo que no quiero nada. Más, pero le temo a tu más y nada la bañaré en esta mar.
espacial, tu galaxia coqueta, todo lo que nunca soñé. Que no han llegado.